Welcome to Our Weekly Standards, a podcast of Heritage Presbyterian Church in New Braunfels, Texas. This podcast is designed to aid your study and memorization of the Reformed Catechisms and Confessions and deepen your knowledge, build your faith, and increase your zeal in your walk with God. Our Catechism question of the week is from Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer 21. Who is the Redeemer of God's elect? Answer: the only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who being the eternal Son of God, became man and so was and continueth to be God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. Our Bible memorization verse of the week is from John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We find the truth of this catechism answer elsewhere in Scripture in the following verses. Acts 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Psalm 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Matthew 3, verse 17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 17, verse 5. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. John 1, verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. John 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Galatians 4, 4 through 5. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Acts 1, 10 through 11. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Hebrews 7, verses 24 through 25. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Well, amen. Praise God for these truths from his word. Join me again next time as we continue our weekly standards. Have a great day.